Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Archaeology from Space, How the Future Shapes Our Past by Sarah H. Parkak, introduces readers to a modern archaeological revolution driven by satellite imagery, remote sensing, and data analysis. Parkak, known for pioneering the use of space-based tools to locate and study ancient sites, explains how looking down from orbit can reveal traces of buried cities, lost landscapes, and long-hidden human activity. The book frames space archaeology as both a scientific method and a new way of thinking about the past, where patterns visible at large scales can reshape what historians and archaeologists believe about settlement, trade, and environmental change. It also highlights how the same technologies can support preservation by identifying threatened sites and monitoring damage from looting, development, and conflict. Written for general readers as well as enthusiasts, the narrative connects cutting-edge technology with the enduring human desire to understand our origins, showing how the future of discovery increasingly depends on tools far above the Earth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing the past from orbit with remote sensing. A central theme of the book is how satellite imagery and other remote sensing techniques expand what archaeology can see and measure. Parkak explains that many traces of past human activity do not look like obvious ruins on the ground, especially when they are buried, eroded, or covered by vegetation and modern development. From space, however, subtle differences in soil moisture, plant growth, and surface texture can form patterns that suggest walls, roads, canals, or foundations. The book emphasizes that this work is not science fiction, but a practical toolkit that includes multispectral and infrared data, image enhancement, and careful interpretation. Readers are guided through how archaeologists move from broad landscape scans to narrower targets, balancing curiosity with methodological caution. The approach shifts archaeology from isolated site-by-site digging toward a landscape perspective, where settlements and infrastructure can be studied as interconnected systems. Importantly, remote sensing does not replace excavation. Instead, it helps prioritize fieldwork, reduces guesswork, and encourages questions that would be difficult to ask with ground surveys alone, especially across huge or inaccessible regions. Secondly, from pixels to proof, ground truthing, and scientific rigor, Parkak highlights that finding potential sites in imagery is only the beginning, and the credibility of space archaeology depends on verification. The book discusses the process often called ground truthing, where teams compare remote observations with on-the-ground evidence through survey, mapping, test pits, and collaboration with local experts. This topic underscores a key discipline. Satellite anomalies can be caused by geology, agriculture, modern construction, or lighting conditions, so archaeologists must test interpretations and be transparent about uncertainty. Parkak presents space-based discovery as a hypothesis engine, generating leads that require rigorous evaluation. She also explores how combining multiple datasets strengthens conclusions, such as pairing satellite imagery with historical maps, aerial photographs, LIDAR, geophysical survey, and environmental records. The result is a more reproducible workflow where claims can be evaluated by other researchers rather than relying on intuition alone. This scientific framing helps readers understand why the field is gaining legitimacy and how it fits within broader archaeological standards. It also illustrates an ethical responsibility. Careful validation reduces false claims that can mislead the public or direct resources away from genuine preservation needs. Thirdly, rewriting big stories with landscape. Scale archaeology. Another major topic is how space-based methods change the kinds of historical narratives archaeology can build. Traditional excavation often produces deep detail about a single place, but it can struggle to capture regional patterns of settlement, trade, and environmental management. Parkak argues that satellite-driven research makes it easier to identify networks, clusters of sites, routes between them, and relationships to rivers, coastlines, and changing climates. This wider lens can challenge assumptions about where people lived, how densely landscapes were populated, and how societies adapted to droughts, floods, or shifting political power. By emphasizing patterns across space, the book shows how archaeology becomes a form of big-picture investigation, connecting local discoveries into broader models. Readers learn that remote sensing can also expose gaps in earlier surveys, particularly in regions that are vast, remote, or politically difficult to access. The cumulative effect is a more dynamic view of the past, where ancient societies are studied as systems interacting with landscapes over long periods. This helps explain why new technology can reshape old debates, not by replacing history, but by supplying new evidence at unprecedented scale. Fourthly, protecting heritage, monitoring looting, conflict, and development, Parkak places strong emphasis on cultural heritage protection and the urgent threats facing archaeological sites. The book discusses how satellites can be used not only to discover places, but also to monitor them over time. repeated imagery allows researchers and authorities to detect fresh looting pits, illegal construction, road expansion, agricultural encroachment, and damage linked to conflict. This turns remote sensing into an early warning system and a documentation tool, creating records that can support intervention, policy decisions, and sometimes legal accountability. The topic also highlights the tension between public excitement and risk. Sharing site locations can attract attention that includes looters. PRCAC addresses the need for responsible communication, collaboration with local communities, and partnerships with governments and organizations. The broader message is that archaeology is not only about learning, but also about stewardship, and technology should serve that mission. By showing how monitoring can be systematic and wide-reaching, the book reframes preservation as an ongoing process rather than a one-time rescue. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of why heritage loss is not abstract and how modern tools can help protect fragile traces of human history. Lastly, democratizing discovery, crowdsourcing, education, and the future, the book explores how space archaeology can broaden participation in discovery through digital tools, training, and crowdsourcing models. PRCAC has been associated with initiatives that invite the public to help scan imagery for potential archaeological features, illustrating how many eyes can accelerate pattern recognition across vast datasets. This topic focuses on both opportunity and responsibility. On the one hand, public involvement can increase scientific literacy, build appreciation for cultural heritage, and support research that professional teams alone could not complete quickly. On the other hand, it raises questions about data quality, bias in interpretation, and safeguarding sensitive information. PRCAC discusses the importance of clear protocols, expert review, and ethical guidelines so that citizen science contributes meaningfully without exposing sites to harm. The topic also looks forward, considering how improvements in satellite resolution, machine learning, and data access may reshape archaeological practice. Rather than portraying technology as a magic solution, the book presents it as an evolving toolkit that still depends on human judgment, collaboration, and respect for the people connected to the landscapes under study. The future of the field, in this view, involves shared responsibility for discovery and preservation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers curious about archaeology, history, and technology, including students, armchair explorers, and professionals in fields like geography, data science, or heritage management who want a clear view of how remote sensing is changing research. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening the way they think about evidence. PRCAC shows how modern discoveries are built from careful observation, testing, and collaboration rather than lucky finds. The book also deepens awareness of cultural heritage as something vulnerable and worth protecting, connecting global headlines about looting or development to practical monitoring tools. Compared with similar popular archaeology books that focus mainly on dramatic excavations or individual treasures, Archaeology from Space stands out for its method-centered perspective and its emphasis on scale. It explains not just what is found, but how new kinds of data make new questions possible and why ethics matters when discoveries become easier. For buyers, the value is in its blend of accessible storytelling with a forward-looking framework. It offers a compelling introduction to a field that is likely to shape how the next generation understands the ancient world and safeguards it. If you would like to support Sarah H. PRCAC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.